Blues and Jazz Festival in Town wraps up, and there's a very colourful picture of bystanders watching a band playing in Wallingford Marketplace. The Wallingford Winter Blues and Jazz Festival returned to the town bigger and better than ever this week, with organisers describing the great weekend as it wraps up for another year. The third instalment of the popular Free Music Festival, which sees Wallingford transformed into a haven for jazz, blues, reggae, disco and every other genre of music fanatics, saw another great turnout over the weekend. With a new venue joining the lineup, Wally's Scots in the George Hotel's ballroom, the total number of business groups and spaces participating was 17 this year, with 51 concerts held between Friday, February the 20th and Sunday, February the 23rd. Among these was the Some at the Corn Exchange, which hosted three major concerts, including on Friday, Denny Islett Band playing jazz tunes featured in movies. Saturday had African guitarist Chris Cobson. And Sunday, Ma Bessie entertained with some exuberant renditions of songs from Bessie Smith, Billie Holiday and Big Mama Thornton, to name a few. Volunteers from Crow Jazz, like musician Math Potts, organises the annual Do, which is designed to bring quality music to a wider audience, create a paid opportunity for professional musicians, and give a boost to local businesses who host free and ticketed concerts. A statement from organisers at the conclusion of the large-scale event said, "That's a wrap, folks. Huge thanks to the artists who poured their hearts out and the crews who kept everything humming."